Hi, I'm Dave Heller, the owner of the Quad Cities River Bandits, and I want to invite you to Modern Woodman Park, where you can enjoy championship baseball at really affordable prices. You know, our berm seats go for as little as $5 a ticket. Our general admission seats go for as little as $6 a ticket when you buy in advance. You can bring your family to the berm, lay out a blanket, have a great time, and show everybody what a great parent you are. You know, Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things podcast is also very affordable. You can listen for free or be a monthly patron for just $6. Spread out a blanket and listen with your whole family and show everybody what a terrible parent you are. And now, enjoy today's podcast.
Do you think anybody's taking him up on that? The idea of just laying out a blanket and listening to the show? In my mind, it's such a Norman Rockwell-esque experience. Like, I picture them listening to the podcast on some sort of old-timey podcast machine.
With a couple bowls of popcorn?
Yeah, right, and, like, bottled Cokes, you know what I'm saying? Like, in a glass bottle. Ah, this takes me back. Welcome, everybody, to Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things.
What is that in reference to, Mommy?
Well, hello there!
They're being anatomically correct right
well,
now.
Well, you know, sometimes that happens.
You know what I could go for?
What's that, Darren?
Run through the sprinkler. A fresh little run through the sprinkler.
Yeah, it's getting warm out there.
Sprinkler in the front yard season, don't you think?
Sprinkler's on.
I know. I'm the one who turned it on.
Sprinkler's on. Hello there!
I stepped on a thistle.
That kid's got to be in college by now.
Out.
Because that was like right when we moved here, so.
Yeah.
I wonder, I don't know if you saw this, there's a story in the news where these parents are suing their 30-year-old son to get out of the house.
30 or 3?
He's 30.
Oh, okay.
He's 30.
And get that 3-year-old out of here.
No, he's 30 years old, and a judge has to get involved to evict the 30-year-old son.
Mm-hmm. Here are your walking papers.
Mm-hmm. Michael Rotondo claims he is owed at least 6 more months at his family's home.
You've been saying that for 12 years.
30-year-old man ordered to vacate his family home by a judge after his parents sued to get him out of their house in upstate New York. Christina and Mark Rotondo filed suit against their adult son, who, by the way, is going to be turning 31 in a couple days.
Mm-hmm.
Happy birthday to me,
I guess. Couldn't we just wait till that comes and goes?
Well, yeah, what's my party going to be this year, guys? We've got a theme?
Eviction theme? I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
They filed suit against their adult son, Michael, for refusing to vacate their home earlier this year. He's lived with his parents for the last 8 years rent-free. And his argument in court was he's owed 6 more months to find somewhere to live. What were the last eight years, sweetie?
It kind of sounds like he might have just come up with that number.
In a court appearance earlier today where the self-employed millennial represented himself, a judge disagreed.
He's self-employed?
Self-employed.
My guess is that self-employment originates from the house.
You know, I help out around the home. Although they say, you know...
I help myself to their food, hence self-employed.
Right.
What, I do the dishes. I help.
State Supreme Court Justice Donald Greenwood had to issue an eviction order and told Adult Protective Services to investigate the situation.
I put the sprinkler out the other day.
Mr. Rotondo called the judge's ruling outrageous. The Rotondos are suing their son after issuing him multiple written orders to move out. They started with a formal letter, then asked an attorney to draw up an eviction notice. At one point, they gave him $1,100 to help him with the cost of a new apartment. They also offered
in upstate New York?
Right?
Are you kidding me?
They offered to help him find a new apartment. They offered him money for repairs to his broken down car. They sent him 5 different notices over the course of 2 months. Here's a note from the 2nd of February of this year.
Mm-hmm.
Michael, after a discussion with your mother, we have decided that you must leave this house immediately. There are jobs available, even for those with a poor work history like you. Get one. You have to work. He claims that he owns his own business, which he argued in court filings was, quote, the overwhelmingly superior choice for his economic well-being over the working of a full-time job. So the judge, he says he's self-employed. So the judge says, okay, what is it that you do?
Well,
his response was, this is the best. His response to the judge was, Your Honor, my business is my business.
Literally.
Yeah, why don't you worry about that?
That's my business. I mean it.
He said he doesn't contribute to household expenses, chores, or maintenance, saying that that is, quote, simply a component of his living agreement with the petitioners. What? He says that he and his parents have lived together without incident, but they don't talk to each other.
Hmm.
At the end of the hearing, Mom and Dad, Mr. Green would ask the lawyer to drop an eviction order that he would sign. They said that should give you enough time to move out. He's got 6 months now.
Okay.
But he's telling reporters that he does plan on appealing this decision.
Could I get a continuous?
Well, I'm self-employed. That's better than having a job. So what is it you do, son? My business is my business, Your Honor. Why don't you suck on that, your lordship? They're gonna share with you what I'm doing.
Pleases, Your Eminence. I don't see how that's any of your business.
I mean, my business is my business, Your Honor. And, you know, we'll deal with that. All right. Well, I do have five things to get to here. The top five things. Marvelous.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by the Orpheum Theater in Galesburg. Choral Dynamics, Classic Rewind, the biggest hits of the 70s and 80s. That's going to be happening on June 1st through June 3rd. June 7th, a kids-friendly double feature B-movie. And the Monarch Butterfly Story. On Saturday, June 16th, the Dancers Studio presents Alice in Wonderland. If you're a country fan, coming to the Orpheum Theater, country music icon John Conley is going to be there on Tuesday, July 17th. Tickets are available at galesburgorpheum.org or by phone at 309-342-2299 or at the Orpheum Theater box office. They serve wine and beer, including Iron Spike Brews, and they're also available for private events. The Orpheum Theater in Galesburg. Lean forward, engage, and be entertained. Anytime you'd like to reach out to us, you can do so using the Uncle Norm's Fireworks text line. 470-23-NACHO is how you get a hold of us. Uncle Norm's Fireworks, two stores opening in June. The one that is just outside of Milan, that's going to be happening on June 1st. They're also going to have another store at the Mississippi Valley Fairgrounds in Davenport. That opens on June 13th. Appointments for purchase are always available year-round by giving them a call at a couple different numbers. You can give them a call if I can find it. I should be able to find it. 563-349-2398 or 563-320-0897. Uncle Norm's Fireworks has the largest selection, and their inventory includes quality products from quality distributors, including Black Cat, World Class Brand, Showtime, and more. And the podcast, as it always does, is originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad City's best cheesesteak, but so much more. Having a get-together, let's Capriati's do all the work, whether it's a picnic, a birthday party, a sports party, graduation, office meeting, or corporate event. Capriati's is sure to be a hit, and when you're there for lunch or dinner, mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
Tina, come get some ham.
Ooh. Number one.
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 Number one. Number one, I know we're all kind of over the royal wedding. In fact, most of us didn't care about any of it. So when I have a story from England...
It's too darn early.
How long before they get a divorce? Like 10 years? How long do you
I
think
saw
they last?
On,
How long are they... Is that something you can wager on over there?
Probably.
Yeah?
Was it the National Enquirer or one of them? Mm. Said, put it on under 5 years.
That they won't last 5 years?
They won't last 5 years.
Let's see. Anyway, this story from over the pond. Nanoparticles from tea leaves destroy lung cancer cells. Nanoparticles that they're taking out of tea leaves could be a giant leap forward in treating lung cancer. This is something that scientists accidentally discovered.
Don't they usually?
That's my favorite. When they, like, bump into
something. Oh, I thought it was going to do this.
Right? I was reading a story earlier today where there's a eczema treatment that it turns out does a pretty good job with eczema, but also it's really good at battling severe asthma. And they're not sure how the two are connected.
I'll give you eczema.
What about my eczema?
I'll give you eczema.
Yeah, so these universities were intending to create markets. They wanted to create markers for detecting tumors. So the idea was, we'll use these little tea leaf things to find markers so we can find the tumors.
Yeah.
Well, these markers accidentally started eating the tumors.
Even
so
better.
So then it's like, well, we've got good news and bad news.
Well, we got good news and good news.
Well, no, because what we wanted to do, we can't do.
We're not getting paid for.
Right.
They're not going to pay us for doing that.
We were supposed to mark these things. We accidentally figured out a way to destroy them. They say creating a usable treatment could be a couple of years off. Quantum dots are tiny nanoparticles. They say these things are 4,000th the width. 4,000th the width of a human hair.
Oh, they're easy to lose.
They can be made chemically, but it's very expensive, super complicated, and there are some toxic side effects. But other than that, they say, this could be a way here in a couple of years to completely fight lung cancer.
Eradicate it.
I'm all for it. Number two on your top five things. WWE is moving to the Fox Network. The show SmackDown.
Not Fox News.
No, originally there was talk that, okay, so there's two big wrestling shows. There's and think of them as like American League and National League, all right? Okay. So you got your WWE Monday Night Raw, which is really the flagship.
And where's that?
That's on the USA Network. And then on Tuesday nights
What else is on USA?
Oh, I couldn't tell you. I don't know. Raw's the only thing I watch on it. Maybe Mr. Robot, or that might be on Sci-Fi. I don't know.
Mr. Robot?
Well, that's a big show with the kids.
Never heard it.
Oh, it's a huge hit. I haven't watched it either. It stars the guy who's in the new Queen movie. Have you seen the trailer for the new Queen movie?
No.
So Mr. Robot plays Freddie Mercury.
Uh-huh.
He looks exactly like Freddie Mercury.
Well,
yeah.
That's what we were looking for.
Yeah. Although people have a real problem with the trailer because he looks a lot like Freddie Mercury, sounds like Freddie Mercury. All the guys they've cast as the Queen members look exactly like him. Uh-huh. But in the trailer, at least, Freddie Mercury loves the chicks. The chicks are all over him, and Freddie digs it.
Mm-hmm.
And some people are pointing out that, well, that's not really Freddie's thing.
Well, it could have been.
You're right. We don't know.
We don't know. I mean, it's just like, if you're going to throw yourself at me.
But everybody knows how Freddie Mercury's story ends, right?
But is this the same movie that Brian May and the rest of them had such a problem about? Because it...
Brian May, I read an article, said he was blown away by the performance this kid does.
Oh, okay.
Mr. Robot, he says he couldn't believe how good Mr. Robot is in this.
Oh, okay.
I'm paraphrasing. He doesn't call him Mr. Robot. I just can't think of the actor's name. But
you know who's good in this movie? Mr. Robot.
Mr. Robot is Freddie Mercury is a real find. So the WWE...
There's no chance of them taking Mr. Robot on the road then.
That's probably more likely. So
we'd like you to act like Mr. Robot, though.
The show SmackDown is going to move from USA. Right now USA has Raw on Monday nights and then SmackDown on Tuesday nights.
Okay.
Well, Fox is taking SmackDown away from USA. This will be in 2019. It's $1 billion deal. $1 billion.
And what's the difference between a SmackDown and Raw?
Well, they're different wrestlers. Like I'm saying, American
League National.
The wrestlers
never cross over?
They do on pay-per-views this year. On pay-per-views this year. And at the beginning of every year, at the beginning of every season after WrestleMania, they do a roster shakedown and like, one show will steal someone from the other show.
Oh.
It's very exciting when that happens. I mean, The Miz just got traded for a bunch of players. And
nobody beats him.
Jinder Mahal.
Nobody beats him.
He's something else. The Miz is fantastic. Remember how cool he was? Miz is good people. We had him in the studio.
Well, he was okay to us for, 25 minutes?
Yeah, right.
So I don't know. I can't really vouch for him.
I liked him. He was a nice guy. So, yeah, Fox is going to be airing SmackDown. And it's $1 billion deal. I guess Facebook and Amazon were also fighting for the rights for WWE.
You know who
SmackDown.
Didn't care for us? That Randy Orton.
Well, he has reasons to, though.
Let's not get into it.
$1 billion price tag covers 5 years beginning next year. So, yeah, that's $200 million a year or $2 million per hour of programming, which is not cheap for what is essentially scripted programming.
How much per hour?
Basically, what they're paying for is $2 million an hour to air WWE on Fox. And I don't know how you get any return, because you're not going to sell $2 million worth of commercials for wrestling.
You can't?
Well, it seems unlikely.
Ooh.
I mean, the network, yeah, I don't know. So Fox is going to have...
Jake the Snake is coming to the ballpark.
I saw that.
But there is no snake.
Well, all right. Was it Luther? What was his snake's
name? Oh, I don't know. But just in passing, the reason I heard that he does not have a snake is because he's got a bad neck.
And the snake could snap it?
I don't know. The snake is apparently too much for his bad neck. I don't know if any of that's true. Maybe it could quite... Maybe he's got the strongest neck known to man, and I just don't want a snake.
Jake the Snake's been through hard times, Daddy. Hard times,
The text bill, Daddy!
Damien was the python's name. Thank you.
Damien.
Thank you.
Luther.
Texter. Luther was... No, that doesn't make any sense.
Luther Van Snake.
The snake is at the gate. He's trying to get in to see Jake the Snake.
Is he still in our country?
Otto von Bismarck, whatever the hell his name was. Otto van Assat, what was his name?
Wasn't it the only reason he was in this country was because of
Zsa Zsa Gabor?
Yeah. And now that she's gone, shouldn't he have to leave?
Now that we've buried Zsa Zsa, we're going to have to ask you to leave.
She was my meal ticket, and she was also the snake's meal ticket. More so than even the snake than me.
Frederick Prince von Anhalt. Yeah, German-American entrepreneur. Looks like he is...
German-American, okay, so he's got his citizenship.
Huh? He was adopted by an adult. He was adopted as
I don't trust people that get adopted as adults.
He was adopted at the age of 36.
See?
By deposed German royal Marie Auguste of Anhalt.
So is he originally American and he just developed that accent after he got adopted at age 36?
No, he was born in Germany.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, getting adopted as an adult is
I don't trust him.
It's a weird move.
That's just one of my little bugaboos. If you got adopted as an adult, I don't trust you.
That's weird. Remember, he was claiming that he thought he was the father of Danny Lynn Burkhead. Because he said he had
I think he floated the idea.
He was suggesting that, you know...
Could be
me. Basically, he was looking for another meal ticket. Like, that baby's got some money. Maybe I'm that baby's mom, baby's father.
Maybe I am.
Maybe I was... And then, of course, Smith and I had an affair.
I have, from time to time, swam in a public pool.
I am something of a bad boy. Well, yeah, SmackDown will be going to
SmackDown.
Fox. So, yeah, Fox is going to have Thursday Night Football... And then Friday night, SmackDown.
Woo!
So that's kind of a big deal, I guess. For
Saturday Night Fever.
Yeah, for people in the know. I guess that's something of a big deal.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company. 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Make 2018 your year and enjoy an all-natural fruit smoothie with or without protein. And remember this, a great way to cool off is with your favorite iced latte. Any of your favorite hot lattes can be served iced, so don't miss out on that. Try a super tasty protein puck packed full of fruits and nuts, a great way to start the day. Gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea, biscotti, breakfast cookies, all natural oatmeal, muffins, and more, the East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast also brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean. Become one today. As well as everyone who shops Amazon.com by using the link at nachoradio.com. The podcast originating from the Campriotti Sandwich Shop Studio. Extraordinary food for those unwilling to settle. Sandwiches, soups and salads, cold and hot subs and cap specials, including the Bobby Turkey, cranberry sauce, homemade stuffing, and mayo, voted the greatest sandwich in America. Get one today, and don't forget Capriotti's gift cards. They're the perfect gift because everybody loves Capriotti's. Mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one. If you'd like to reach out to us, use the Uncle Norm's Firework text line, Uncle Norm's. All of their fireworks are 100% guaranteed. If it fails, they replace it. Nobody else does that. The Milan store is open year-round by appointment. The other guys pack up after the 4th of July, and they're gone. Uncle Norm's is family-owned, and they live locally, so they're going to be here. Visit them at their Facebook page or at UncleNormsFireworks.com. Don't forget, they open the Milan store June 1st, and then the Mississippi Valley Fairground store on June 13th.
The boy and I last night were having a conversation about Uncle Norm's and what we really enjoyed, like, and what we thought
were your
was
favorites?
Cool, but what and they have We might be going to an all ladybug display. These ladybugs are these little round things. They just spin around like the little sparks, and then they just take off into the air. And I'll be damned if it's not the coolest thing ever.
Hmm. It's just going to load up on those then.
Well, I think the show will have a lot more of that this year. But and then the other thing is he really likes, you know, the big damn display things.
Have you guys decided where you're going to be swimming this summer?
No, but funny you should ask.
Number three.
Someone asked me that question the other day, and,
you were dumbfounded, huh?
I didn't know how to respond. I was like, I Blagojevich'd right there and right there. Number three, I don't know if this is exciting news or terrifying news. I guess I'm a cockeyed optimist because I think this is good news.
We'll see.
Robots can grow humanoid organs from stem cells, and they're faster and better than organs grown inside of people.
So they're grown inside a robot.
A robot will grow an organ. You give it a stem cell, the robot is able to grow the organ, and it does a better job.
What if it decides not to donate it?
You know what?
I'm going to keep the spleen.
This liver and I are attached.
I need some talking to the sun.
No, they gave robots stem cells, and then 21 days later...
Those can't be cheap, can they?
They have...
What do stem cells go for?
Lab-grown kidneys. So in 21 days, you take a stem cell, and in 21 days, they can get a kidney out
of this
robot.
That's better than a chia pet.
I know.
Quicker.
I know.
They're growing kidneys?
Isn't that crazy? So robots, they say this robotic automation will lead to better drugs becoming available sooner, and, you know,
is that what they gave Mammy PBG?
Who is that?
Mammy PPG? Didn't she need some sort of kidney thing? Would they grow her one?
So you're calling her Mammy?
Number four.
Because she knows who Al Jolson is?
I don't know.
Mammy PPG. Number four, the post office making a big announcement. Coming out on June 20th. Scratch and sniff stamps. This is going to get people excited about going to the post office and getting stamps.
If they keep raising the price of forever stamps, what's the point of forever stamps?
Oh, wow. That's steep.
Huh?
Postal Service announced it's going to issue their first ever scratch and sniff stamps. Now, scratch and sniff technology has been around.
But does that disable the stamp?
No. No. I wouldn't think so. You mean like if you scratch it somehow?
You can't stick. It won't stick.
Well, no. It goes on the other side. You have the adhesive on one side. It's just like a scratch and sniff sticker.
Oh, okay.
Did you get those on your papers when you were a kid? Or was that like just... I feel like my generation was right at the forefront of
it. It could have been. I might have been a little late to that.
You would get grape. You would get cherry. Sometimes birthday cake, but my favorite scratch
and
sniff.
What, you know, with your schoolwork?
Yeah.
No, we didn't do that.
Oh, no. Your teacher would give you, if you did a good job, like grape or cherry.
Can you imagine?
The best, Aaron, and it was very rare that it happened. And guys who remember getting scratch and sniff stickers from your teachers, back me up. Pizza flavored.
Can you imagine
scratch and sniff?
Can you imagine what Mary Kay Letourneau's scratch and sniff stickers smelled like? Oh, Billy.
Consider yourself zing.
The zing of the day.
Billy, you did very well.
Yeah, why'd you put this trout on my paper?
The ultimate
save. Brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company.
They couldn't be prouder. So yeah, June 20th, you want to know what the stamps are going to smell like?
Elvis.
No, that's not bad. It's going to have the sweet scent of summer on
it. Elvis never wore cologne.
Didn't need to.
Nope.
He was Elvis.
I'm Elvis.
Yeah, right. Put on
cologne.
Why would I cover
up what Elvis smells like?
Right. Won't be the point of that.
That's ridiculous. Hey, what, so I can smell like somebody else? I'm Elvis. Hey, no one's me.
Hey, man. Cologne, why would I cover up the scent of Elvis? People ought to be putting on stuff that makes them smell like me.
Right.
So it's popsicles, basically. And they say it's going to have the sweet smell of summer. Are you intrigued?
I'd rather have a popsicle.
Five.
I keep forgetting. I've got...
Five. OK.
got a box of them in the freezer, and I keep forgetting.
Oh, aren't they the best?
Well, I can't stop. That's the thing. You ever get on a popsicle jank where you can knock down like half a dozen?
No, I can never. No, I can never do more than one.
Really? Yeah. Why? Does your mouth get raw?
Just enough. That's too much. Like one popsicle's. I've never finished a
popsicle. I've never been that orally fixated.
Yeah, I've never finished a popsicle and thought, I could go for another one of these.
Oh, I can.
Really? That's, Finally, number five. Every day I learn something more about you, and that's a disturbing one.
Boy, I don't know exactly how to process that. I might need another 6 months.
I'll have an answer for you on our next show on Thursday. This story comes to us from West Ashley, South Carolina, where the Kosinski family wanted to get a cake to celebrate Jacob.
Like the Unabomber?
No, that's the Kosinskis. This is the Kosinskis.
Oh, Kosinskis.
Yes.
Close call.
Jacob was graduating from a Christian-based homeschooling program.
How does that work?
This is the thing, too. There's so much about this story that we have to unpack.
So now, let me ask you this, because I was thinking about this.
Yes.
For people who homeschool their kids.
Yes.
Why aren't there any homeschool colleges?
Fair question.
Or are
I think that's a matter of accreditation.
Well, why wouldn't one be any? Why not? Why do you have to be accredited at college, but not for anything else? I mean, what, just as long as you're able to get your GED?
Well, I mean, that's what, I guess an argument can be made that there's more homeschool colleging going on now than ever before with all these University of Phoenix and things like that. I think it's very prevalent now.
But I'm talking about mom and dad teaching your college.
I see what you're saying.
Bula bula. Oh, it's homecoming. Oh, it's the big game.
Homecoming at the house you grew up in. Yeah. Well, the Kosinskis were so proud of Jacob. He was graduating from a Christian-based homeschooling program, so his mom ordered a cake.
So it was basically an online program.
See, I don't know, because this is the thing.
Is that the other thing with homeschooling? Mm-hmm. Is that you're just kind of now, I don't really have to teach them. It's on the computer.
Yeah,
the computer.
I think there's some of that.
I don't really have to know my stuff anymore.
I don't know a lot about homeschooling, because I think the whole thing is terrifying.
Hmm.
I think that's just weird that you would want to homeschool your kids.
I wouldn't want to do it.
No.
But what does that mean? You don't have to pay property tax?
No, you still pay property tax.
I'm sure you do.
Hell yeah.
That's what old people like to complain about. Yeah. God damn. I don't have any kids. And I still got to pay for these schools?
So they wanted to get him a cake. He was graduating from this homeschool with the highest honors.
They didn't make their own cake? You can't make your own cake? You homeschool him, but you're going to go outside to get a cake?
Listen, giving our son an education, we can take care of that. But making a cake? No chance. No chance. Mom says, quote, "He did not know we were getting a cake because he's not a big cake eater. So
cake was really for us.
We were all standing there waiting to see it. And when we opened it, it was a huge shock to all of us." Mm. So here's the thing.
What's wrong with the
Jacob
cake?
Jacob graduated summa cum laude.
Top of his class. He was the only one in it. What a scam.
He graduated summa cum laude.
Of course he did. You sure you don't want to take the test over again?
What would be the point?
The answers are right here.
So they go to Publix, which is like the Hy-Vee of the South, right?
Okay.
They get the cake made, and the cake is supposed to say, "Congrats, Jacob, summa cum laude, class of 2018.
Okay.
The cake says, "Congratulations, Jacob, summa space laude, class of 2018. They wouldn't put cum on the on the cake because it's spelled C-U-M, and they thought it was a dirty word.
Well, they obviously didn't graduate at the top of their class.
We're not going to write cum on your kid's cake,
Did they take the cake? Did they take the cake or did they punt the cake?
Well, we don't have a full-on punt like we enjoy. She requested the bakery.
If there's one thing I enjoy, I love people drop-kicking cakes.
It's the best.
Because that, talk about sending a message.
Summa cum laude.
Yes.
Means highest honors in Latin. But C-U-M also means, you know, something else.
Does it?
They went to pick the cake up from the Publix there, and the husband didn't realize that the bakery had omitted the word cum.
Is that how you would actually spell that, or would it, is that just basically how high school kids spell it?
What, summa cum laude?
No, not summa cum laude.
High school kids don't make up Latin. It's a very old language, I think you'll find.
No, not summa cum laude.
What?
If you were actually to use...
The word for ejaculate?
Yes. If you were to use that, wouldn't it actually be just spelled C-O-M-E? I think the other one is just basically kind of...
It's how kids write it.
Kids
on the
walls. Yes. I don't think that's real.
Yeah, I'm with you there. I dig it. Well, they say... According to little Jacob here, the graduate, he says, the cake experience was kind of frustrating and humiliating because I had to explain to my friends and family, like, what that meant. They were giggling uncontrollably. At least my friends were. The manager from the Publix.
The faculty, not so much.
The Publix apologized and offered a refund. Now, Jacob will be going...
Take the cake. Take the cake for free. Why? What's with the refund? Won't someone eat this cake? There's nothing wrong with it.
Mom says it's fine for us to be compensated for the cake. We were just happy that our son graduated school and has a bright future.
Top of his class.
He had an impressive grade point average of 4.89.
How did you determine that?
Well, you know, just crunch the numbers. You know, this is my argument, because I've been in a situation where a cake was botched. We didn't get the cake for free. We got a great story, and we ate a cake. Why would you expect to be compensated?
Yeah, you did have a botched cake.
Right. Not right. This idea of, well, we want the cake for free.
Everybody wants to be compensated.
The cake made people uncomfortable. Stop it. Everyone ate the cake.
Punt the cake if you don't like it.
Or,
but you're paying for it.
Or punt it if you must. That's another idea. Those were your top five things. Hope you enjoyed.
They've got bundt cake, right?
Yeah, of course.
But not punt cake.
Well, they don't make cake specifically for you to punt. No, they make smash cake. Smash cake is what you give a one-year-old. The idea is they're going to just beat the hell out of it.
Drop cake?
Drop cake describes how you make the cake. It's not a verb that suggests you should drop the
drop
cake.
Drop cake is like drop kick cake, almost,
no,
isn't
no,
it?
I mean, I could see
getting
people...
close.
I wouldn't be surprised if people get confused. Probably at least once or twice a year, someone makes a drop cake and then drops it, thinking, well, I thought that's what you're supposed to do.
Then I kicked it at the last second just because I reacted.
Ohio police had to help a man who was being followed home by a pig. This happened over the weekend. 5 o'clock in the morning, the police in North Ridgeville, Ohio, got an unusual call. Guy said, I'm being followed home by a pig. The police showed up. They assumed this guy was drunk. Night shift responded to the obviously drunk guy walking home from the bar at 5:26 in the morning. Police wrote in a Facebook post that has been shared now thousands of times. He was at least drunk enough to call the police on himself while hallucinating. But when they got there, they found that the guy was not drunk at all. In fact, he was extremely sober. And he was, in fact, being followed by a pig.
Now, if you were Cajun, it would be that pig is back on my trail.
Pig was nudging the person and wanted to be petted. Officer had to chase the pig around a little bit to wrangle it and put it into the police cruiser. Then they put it in a dog kennel where it was reunited with its owner sometime later. The pig's name is Zoe. It weighs 50 pounds, and Zoe the pig's going to be all right, little snot-nosed Aaron.
Good.
The police said also on their Facebook page, quote, also, they say, quote, we will mention the irony of the pig in the police car now, so that anyone that thinks they're funny is actually unoriginal and trying too hard. That's funny stuff from the North Ridgeville, Ohio Police Department.
Oh, yeah.
Let me
he
ask
you
this.
Great sense of humor.
Like, you've never... And you're someone who's had... a lot to drink in your life.
Mm. Yes.
You've had occasions where you've had a lot of beers.
Shockingly. A shocking amount.
You've never hallucinated because of alcohol, right?
I don't think so.
Like, that used to be the joke. I mean, maybe it was from cartoons when I was growing up. I used to think when I was a kid that if you drank too much, you would see pink elephants.
Mm.
Isn't that
like
a thing?
Yeah, that sort of thing.
Like you drink and you hallucinate.
No.
People must have been drinking much more powerful stuff than I've ever gotten my hands
well,
on.
Well, that could very well be there. They were drinking much more powerful stuff than I ever had.
Right. But you've never drank to the point of hallucination.
That I saw some sort of like giant pink elephant following me home?
Like calling the cops on yourself because you're hallucinating.
No.
That's not something a drunk would do. That's someone on angel dust or something, right?
Could be, yes.
Right? Finally, Darren, we're going to end with this one. Cops were called when there was a notorious swingers club. And the cops were called when the neighbors noticed a child walked into the swingers club.
You can't have that.
No. Officers had to swoop in on this Club F, it's called.
And get it?
Club F. Exactly.
Very clever.
Officers were red-faced when they conducted a
raid. Whose kid is it?
Well, this
just this, a random kid is wandering?
This youngster walked into the swingers club, so the cops kicked in the doors, and turns
out... How are they poised to do that?
Well, this is over in Britain, I guess.
Who called the cops?
Well, a concerned neighbor. You know you got a swingers club. The place is called Club
Why
F.
Why don't you just go grab that kid as opposed to letting him go into Club F?
It was a young girl. Mm. Young girl, this is a swingers club, which
sounds
has
like a setup to me.
A fully equipped dungeon complete with mistresses. They say they are Britain's friendliest swinging spot. You pay £10 a year to be a member.
Well, that sounds reasonable.
Yeah, £10. What is that, like $15?
Yeah.
Once inside, you can have sex
with...
That's like the
Sphithoid membership.
Well, yeah, you'll get more bang for your buck on this one. So the cops were called.
I don't feel like we ever give the Sphithoid Club enough of a chance.
It
was weird.
I just, you know.
It was just weird. It was weird. What are we doing here?
So the cops kick in the doors after they see this little girl wander into the swingers club at night.
Sounds like they were ready for it.
Well,
stake out, yeah. Make out, break out, we're busted.
Turns out it was just a very short woman.
Ah.
So they had a...
I'm a tiny woman and I'm tiny. I'm tiny, but I'm here to swing.
It was an adult woman. Yeah, she's a tiny little... You know. Now, I don't know that she's a little person, but she was small enough that people thought she was a young
girl. I'm going to swing for the fences is what I'm going to do. And by that, I mean there's a couple in there called the fences.
Yeah, so they think that a neighbor called the cops on them.
Sticking their nose in other people's business.
There you go. There you go. That's going to do it for today's top five things. We're back on Thursday.
We'll be back on Thursday, and I think it might be more of like if you listen live in the 1 o'clock hour, something like that. So we'll give you more information as we get closer. If you'd like to reach out to the podcast, you can do so anytime. Not just while it's going on. You can reach out using the Uncle Norm's Fireworks text line 470-23-NACHO. Uncle Norm's Fireworks, the Davenport stores located at the Mississippi Valley Fairgrounds. That's going to be opening on June 13th. And their Milan store located just south of Milan on Route 67. That opens on June 1st. Why drive to Missouri or anywhere else? Uncle Norm's has the largest inventory in the area with the best prices and the best product guarantee. Uncle Norm's Fireworks in Milan, Illinois, and now in Davenport, Iowa, at the Mississippi Valley Fairgrounds. Make sure you check them out. Check out their product page at UncleNormsFireworks.com. Weekly specials are available on the website and on their Facebook page. And the podcast has originated from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. And when you're there, mention Nacho Radio. You will get a medium sub, but pay for the price of a small one.
So a lot of you sent in the pictures on Wheel of Fortune. I guess Davenport, Iowa was the final clue on Wheel last night.
Hmm.
And then 563 sent in this, I guess, from Jeopardy. The clue is Jeff Bridges played a programmer in this 1982 Virtual World film and its 2010 follow-up. I said, what is the Big Lebowski? Apparently, I was wrong on that.
What's the question?
It's people taking a shot at me for Tron.
Oh, Tron!
Which I've never seen. And yet, somehow, I got to deal with
Tron. He's a DJ in Tron?
He's a programmer.
Oh, a programmer.
Computer programmer, not a music programmer.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
So you've never seen it either.
Well, I never said that I did.
This is two guys who've never seen Tron who talk a lot about Tron.
There was a remake of it.
Yes.
That's what they just
Tron
said.
Tron Uprising.
But he was up in it. He was in both of them?
Yeah, apparently so, yes. I haven't seen it, but I'm told it's a thing. Thanks for listening. We're back on Thursday.
You sure draw a lot from it.
Until then. Hang on.
You draw a lot of your material from it, from not seeing it.
Never once. It's never once happened. Until next time, hang loose, kooks.
You stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities record spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock out. Come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
Peace out.